This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The oxygen supply for the 53 crew members of an Indonesian submarine missing in waters off Bali is believed to have run out early Saturday with no sign of the vessel. The search has resumed, bolstered by the arrival of a sonar-equipped Australian warship. Submarine disappeared after it last reported its dive Wednesday off the resort island, and concern is mounting it may have sunk too deep to reach or recover in time. The Navy chief says the submarine was expected to run out of oxygen around 3 a.m. Saturday. Apart from the Australian warship, an American reconnaissance aircraft is joining the search. U.S. health officials have lifted an 11-day pause of Johnson & Johnson vaccinations following a recommendation by an expert panel. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday the benefits of the single-dose COVID-19 shot outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. The CDC and Food and Drug Administration decided that J&J's vaccine is critical to fight the pandemic and that the small clot risk could be handled with warnings to help younger women decide if they should use that shot or an alternative. European regulators earlier this week made a similar decision, deciding the clot risk was small enough to allow rollout. Ghislaine Maxwell has faced her trial judge in person for the first time as lawyers squabble over exactly when she should be tried on sex trafficking charges alleging that she procured teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse at his posh residences. Maxwell pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking conspiracy and a sex trafficking charge that were added in a rewritten indictment filed last month in Manhattan.